Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're going to be tackling a topic that's really complex and sensitive. It's the Luffle trick. Have you heard of this? This is something that's been like making the rounds on social media.
Yeah.
And it's being presented as a potential way for girls to escape forced marriage.
Right.
But there's a lot of debate about whether this actually works.
Yeah.
Or even if it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some research and some expert opinions to go through to try to see if we can get to the bottom of this.
It's a definitely a topic that needs careful consideration.
Right.
So the idea, like on the surface, it seems kind of simple.
Right.
A girl hides a metal object like a spoon.
Okay.
And that's where the Luffle comes from, and the Luffle trick. It's German for spoon.
Oh.
She hides it in her clothing to trigger the metal detector at the airport.
Right.
And the hope is that this creates a private moment where she can alert security that this is happening. But as you can imagine, there's so many layers to unpack here.
Yeah, like, does this actually work?
Right.
I mean, in practice, does this work?
Yeah.
And what about the risks? Like, what could go wrong?
Exactly. Yeah. Those are the key questions that we need to try to figure out.
So we've got this piece by Clemens Lynchinger.
Okay.
And he really dove into this Luffle trick.
Yeah.
And he reached out to a bunch of Austrian authorities to get their take on this. The Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as well as a network of women's shelters.
Interesting.
To see, you know, what they had to say about it.
What did they say?
Well, this is interesting. The ministries, they just ignored his request for comment.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's interesting. That's a red flag. Why wouldn't they comment? I wonder.
It really makes you wonder, right? Like, is there a lack of awareness? Are they hesitant to address this?
Yeah, is it a political thing? I don't know. It's hard to say.
It is. But then the network of women shelters, they had something to say about it.
And what was their take?
They actually strongly advised against it.
Really? Wow. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You're relying on so many things going right.
Right.
In that one moment.
It's risky.
It is risky.
Yeah. So what were they worried about?
Well, they emphasized early intervention, and we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But they seemed mostly worried about just relying on this very last minute thing. Imagine you're a young girl.
Right.
In a vulnerable situation like that.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, to escape forced marriage is already terrifying.
Absolutely.
But then to try to do this at the airport,
right,
not knowing what's going to happen and what if it goes wrong.
Right. And it's not really addressing the underlying problem.
Right. Exactly. It's not dealing with the coercion and control.
It's kind of a Band-Aid.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So it gets even more complicated.
Okay.
Because he contacted this Viennese counseling center.
Okay.
And they only responded after he contacted them several times.
Oh, wow.
And they told him they weren't aware of any cases where the Luffle trick had actually worked. And they brought up this really important point about airport security.
Okay. What's that?
Well, what happens if the girl manages to set off the metal detector?
Right.
What happens next?
Yeah.
It really depends on the awareness and the preparedness of the airport security. Like, are they trained to deal with this?
Right. Do they even know this is a thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. So that's kind of a gamble in itself.
It's a huge gamble. And you're talking about a young person's safety.
Right.
And their future. Like, it can't just be left up to chance.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be something in place to make sure that the response is appropriate.
So then
he
finds this contradiction. The National Center for Combating Forced Marriage.
Okay.
Which you would think would be the authority.
Yeah, you'd think so.
They recommend the Luffle trick.
Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah. On their website, they advise girls to use coins or a metal object to get attention at security checkpoints.
So you have experts on both sides of this.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, bound to create confusion for anybody
who's
trying to figure this out.
Yeah. And it shows just how complex this issue is.
Absolutely.
So then there's another layer.
Okay.
Austrian law.
Oh, yeah, the legal aspects.
Yeah.
This is always where it gets complicated.
Right. So Austrian law says that minors are legally obligated to follow their parents' instructions.
Including traveling.
Including traveling abroad.
Wow.
So even if a girl manages to alert security, the police can't just automatically step in.
Right, because it's not illegal.
Unless there's a court order.
Right.
Or there's some, like, imminent danger.
Yeah. So again, this is highlighting the limits of this Luffle trick idea.
Yeah.
Because even if it works how you want it to, the system might not protect her.
Right. And we have to remember that we're talking about real people's lives here.
Absolutely.
These aren't just abstract legal concepts.
Yes. It's a real girl.
Right.
In a really tough spot.
Exactly. So it's not enough to just rely on this one tactic.
No.
So what other options are out there?
Well, the National Center, even though they're like pro-lawful trick, they also suggest some other things.
Okay, like what?
Like, you know, if you lock yourself in a bathroom and call the police.
Okay.
Ask a bystander for help or those emergency call points.
Okay.
So these seem more like direct.
Right. Those are more active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're taking charge of the situation.
Okay. And also going back to what the Women's Shelter Network said, early intervention.
Yeah. They stress that get help as early as you can.
Okay.
From, you know, those counseling centers.
Right.
They can help. They have lots of resources.
Yeah. So it's more about having a plan, a network of support.
Right.
Not just this one, like Hail Mary at the airport.
Exactly.
So the lawful trick is maybe not the silver bullet that some people think.
Yeah. So what does early intervention really look like? What kind of resources are there?
Right. That's what we need to unpack next.
Yeah. Early intervention is really about recognizing the signs, you know, that a forced marriage situation might be developing.
Right.
And taking action before it gets out of control.
So what are some of those signs? What should people be looking for?
Yeah. That's a great question. And it's important to remember that every situation is different.
Right.
There's no one checklist that fits everybody.
Right.
But there are some common, like, red flags. Like, if you see a sudden change in behavior.
Right.
Like, you know, someone's withdrawing from friends and activities, or they seem really scared about an upcoming trip abroad.
Oh, right.
Stuff like that. So it's really about picking up on those subtle cues that maybe something's wrong.
Yeah.
And being willing to ask, hey, is everything okay? Just that someone cares can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. So what kind of resources and support are out there? Like, what if someone is concerned about this?
Well, there's organizations like the National Center for Combating Forced Marriage. You know, they have tons of information and advice.
Okay.
They have hotlines, websites, even like online chats where people can like get confidential support.
So even if you don't want to talk about it face to face.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's often local resources, too, like, you know, counseling centers, women's shelters, youth groups, that kind of thing.
It sounds like there's a lot out there, but it must be really hard to know where to go.
Yeah, it can feel pretty overwhelming, especially if you're, you know, in a crisis situation.
Right.
And that's why, again, early intervention is so important, because the sooner someone gets help, the more options they have. It's about, like, empowering people before they get desperate.
Okay. So that brings us back to something that we were talking about before, the legal stuff and how complicated it can be, especially for minors.
Right.
We were talking about Austrian law.
Yeah.
How they can make things really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a girl tries to escape at the airport.
Right. Because in Austria, like a lot of countries, parents have a legal right to decide where their kids go.
Right.
And kids have to obey them.
So even if a girl says she doesn't want to go, the authorities can't just do whatever she wants.
Right. It's not that simple. Right. There's procedures and stuff, and that takes time.
Which she might not have.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just shows you that the legal systems need to do more to protect these kids.
Yeah.
Especially in these forced marriage situations. Like, the kids' wishes should matter.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what can be done about these legal issues?
Well, there's, you know, organizations and people who are working to change the laws so they better protect victims of forced marriage.
Yeah.
They're pushing for laws that, like, recognize that this is coercion and to give kids a stronger voice in the legal stuff.
So it sounds like people are working on it, but it's slow.
It is slow. And until then, you know, it's really important for people to know what their rights are and to get legal advice if they're in this situation.
Okay.
There's lawyers and organizations that can help.
Okay. So you were saying earlier that the lawful trick is kind of like a Band-Aid.
Right, yeah.
So what are some more, like, lasting ways to deal with the reasons why this happens in the first place?
Well, it starts with education, like really understanding this.
Okay.
We need to change the cultural norms and beliefs that lead to forced marriage.
So how do we do that?
Well, by talking about it more. You know, being open and honest.
Okay.
Teaching people about human rights.
Okay.
Gender equality and healthy relationships.
Right.
So young people can make their own choices.
So it's really about changing how people think.
Exactly. Yeah. And that takes time.
Yeah.
But it's super important if we want to really see this change.
Right.
We need to get to a place where this is not just illegal.
Yeah.
But, like, people just don't do this anymore.
Right. What about families and communities?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They play a big role in this, too.
Huge role.
Yeah.
We need to involve them.
Okay.
In a good way, you know?
Yeah.
Give them information and resources. Mm. Talk to them about their concerns.
Okay.
Work together to find solutions that respect everybody.
So it sounds like we need a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Legal changes.
Yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
Working with communities and empowering people.
Exactly.
So where does that leave us with the Luffle trick? Is there ever a time when it might work?
That's a really tough one.
Yeah.
And there's no easy answer.
Right.
I get why someone might feel so desperate that they'd try anything.
Yeah.
But I still think it's really risky.
Mm-hmm.
And you're relying on so many things outside of your control.
So even if someone's in a really bad situation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't recommend it.
I would always say, talk to someone you trust.
Okay.
Like the National Center,
yeah,
or a local counseling center, yeah, because they know how to help.
Right.
They can look at your specific situation.
So there's no one answer that fits everybody.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's why it's so important to talk about this,
mm-hmm,
to make people aware,
yeah,
so people can get help,
right,
and challenge the system.
Okay. So the Luffle trick,
yeah,
while it might seem like a quick solution,
yeah,
it's really risky and there's no guarantee it'll work.
Exactly.
And we should focus on the more, like, reliable solutions,
right,
like early intervention, legal reform,
right,
you know, working with communities.
Yeah, it's about having that safety net,
mm-hmm,
instead of that last minute, you know,
right,
escape plan that might not work.
And he actually makes a really interesting suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
For what to do if you see this Luffle trick thing online.
Okay.
He says, leave a comment.
Okay.
That explains the risks.
Okay.
And point people to those more reliable resources.
Yeah, instead of just like,
right,
arguing about it.
Right, yeah.
Just give them the info.
Yeah, like the National Center or the, yeah, counseling centers.
It's smart because, yeah, you're using that to educate people.
Exactly. Instead of it just being this, like, yeah, you know, harmful thing.
Yeah, you're taking control of the narrative.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it shows that we all have a part to play.
Absolutely.
In dealing with this.
Yeah. It's not just experts.
Right.
It's everybody.
So what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Like as individuals?
Well, first of all, learn about it.
Okay.
Like, read up on forced marriage,
mm-hmm,
the warning signs, the resources.
Right.
And then talk about it.
Yeah.
Share that with your friends and family.
Yeah, so start with awareness.
Yeah. And if you see something, say something.
Okay.
Like, if you see those red flags,
yeah,
talk to someone or, yeah, call one of those organizations.
Yeah. Just letting someone know that you care.
Exactly.
Can make a big difference.
Yeah. Huge. You don't have to be an expert.
Right.
To help.
Okay. So to wrap up,
mm-hmm,
the Luffle trick, while it might seem like a good idea on the surface,
yeah,
it's just not reliable.
There's better ways.
Yeah. We need to address the root causes.
Absolutely.
Like we were talking about, the education, legal reform, community stuff.
Yeah. Empower people.
It's about creating a world where everyone can choose their own path.
Exactly. Yeah.
Without being forced.
And remember, this is just a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal advice.
Right.
If you need help, contact those resources.
Yeah, or a lawyer.
Yeah.
And to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
We saw that even the experts disagree about the Luffle trick.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
That's a good question.
Could it be, like, cultural differences?
Maybe.
Or how much people trust the authorities?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah.
There's no easy answers.
But by talking about it,
yeah,
and asking these questions,
for sure,
we can hopefully start to find solutions.
Exactly. Thanks for listening, everybody.